the NBL. We'll head now, though, to Jason Johnson. Dynamic Food, of course, the founder there, and I have been cooking up a storm following some of his recipes over the last 3 months. And, Jono, we're back in lockdown, so this is concerning times, but good times for those who want to get back in the kitchen.
Yeah, we are, aren't we? Good morning, guys. I'm just on the border of Brunswick. I'm watching it very, very closely in Fitzroy North. But, just dropped my phone. Not great, but, yeah, look, given it winter, we love a winter's roast, and I think they're the best meals for a leftover, I think.
Yep.
So, whether it be pork, lamb, chicken, I think on Sunday night, I bought a roast chook, had a bit of a lunch out at a winery on Sunday with the folks, and on the way home, I was pretty full, so I just thought, I might make a soup tonight, and bought a roast chook, and chicken and corn, and then, that chicken's, gone into sandwiches, gone into a salad, actually went into a pasta last night, so getting full use of the roast chook. So, I think, the roast dishes, if you buy a little bit more, you can tend to turn them into something pretty tasty the next two or three days. So, most foods will, as long as you treat them right and you look after it, you'll get 4 days sort of, shelf life from it, a cooked product. So you just got to make sure that you sort of, once you've cooked it, you don't leave it sitting on the bench for any more than, an hour, and then get it straight in the fridge and cool it down so you don't contaminate any of your food. But, great in, salads. I love a pork shoulder. I love cooking sort of like shoulders and legs where the meat, just pulls apart. You can sort of make tacos, have a bit of fun with it, make tacos or, pulled pork burgers or, make a souvlaki if it's lamb, those type of things. So I think it's always good to buy a little bit more because, I guess for myself, I'm a household of two people, so it's hard to find a recipe that just caters to the two. So you're always sort of buying your 500 grams worth of beef mince, and you're making enough probably for four. So you've got to sort of get a little bit creative with the leftovers. And the bolognese can be simply turned into a chili con carne, put that on a sweet potato, or you make little pot pies with it. So there's so many different things you can do with it.
So Jono, in terms of the leftovers, is roast the best stuff to chuck everything in and make five different meals out of? Or what are some other good foods you can use for leftovers?
I think one of the most common ones, fried rice is a good one. That's just generally open up your crisper, see what veg you got in there. I love those 90-second rice products that you buy at the supermarket. You don't have to worry about cooking the rice. They're a good product, and you just whatever veg you got, a little bit of soy sauce, which is most people will have in their cupboard, and just chuck it into a wok for 2 or 3 minutes. Whatever you got going, it's not really don't really need to follow a recipe for those type of things, but it's just a great way of using. You got to have your core. I think you got to have core stable ingredients. Whether it's you always have a salad mixing, cucumber, tomatoes, those type of things, so you can actually easily add a protein to a salad. I love cooking whether it's roast pumpkin or sweet potato or even chopped potatoes through a salad because I like that with a bit of carb with my. A meal just fills me up. I don't quite feel satisfied when I've just had salad. I like that. I like to add a little bit of carb through it, but there's nothing better than adding a warm veg, whether it be sweet potato or a pumpkin through a nice salad, and putting some chicken or pork. I love making things like Vietnamese salads. It's so easy to blanch off, some rice noodles, and you've got your cucumber, tomato, you chuck some mint through there if you've got some fresh herbs, whatever meat, is you've got left over, whether it be a beef or a pork or you know, a chicken, you can take that through a nice salad, make spring rolls out of it if you want to get a little bit creative. And, you know, on a Sunday afternoon or something like that. So there's, I mean, yeah, you've got to, I guess, you know, you've got to think about it. You obviously got to have things also that you can add to it. There's no point just having, you know, meat in the fridge and not any, you know, not anything else to sort of just be able to cook and keep up something together. But I mean, leftovers is all it's meant to be all about, sort of just doing something quick and using it up. We've got a bit of a, you know, a theme in our household is just use it up. So just, you know, make sure that, you know, I hate leaving, you know, stuff in the crisper and using half a capsicum or a zucchini or whatever, because you don't need it, all of it. Yeah, just try and use it up within a couple of days. And yeah, so it's, you've got to be creative. And if you're not that creative and you sort of, it doesn't take much to sort of, you know, do a bit of Google research and have a bit of a look around at, you know, some recipes. It's pretty accessible now. And always having, you know, a good amount of spices just to add different sort of flavours and seasonings to. So, you know, the thing about, like, roast, they take on a lot of flavour because the meats are broken down. So, you know, you just have to maybe add a little bit of stock or, you know, tomato paste to a nice sort of roast beef or something like that. And you can make some, like pot pies, or you can put it down into a pasta. I love a beautiful, you know, ragu that you can sort of just cook for 20, 30 minutes of it. The tomato sauce and a bit of beef stock, and you know, you've got and have a leftover lamb, some beautiful lamb ragu, you know, pappardelle pasta or something like that. You know, that's a beautiful Friday night. Red wine, you just can't go wrong.
Yeah. Beautiful, Jono. Thanks for all those leftover hints, Scotty. I know you're writing them down feverishly.
Oh, yeah, I've got a very long list here.
Massive list of.
I didn't know you were a blacker, Scotty.
Yeah, blacker.
You've got
way back in the day.
Yeah, you've also got a son, Scotty, who's into his cooking.
No, he's a full-on master. He'd win Master Chef if he went on it.
Would he?
Oh, yeah, no, he's unbelievable.
Well, you better take some of these tips home for him. Jason, thanks for your time this morning. We'll be sure to look up all the healthy recipes as well on dynamic.com.au. Thanks again.
Good on you, boys. See you later.
Jason Johnson there with all the leftovers tips. Lot to take in there, Scotty.
The key is how many days you can let it in there.
We're going to have 4 days. We're going to have a lot of leftovers over the next few weeks because everyone's going to be stocking up. I heard you couldn't get dunny paper.
No, toilet paper down there. God's country. Gone.
Oh, dear.
No toilet paper. Yeah, I know. It's out of control.
We'll better start stocking up on some food as well. Dynamic Foods is where Jono is from, of course.